It's 7:30 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. In Webster County, these two women describe their favorite burgoos.
One tasted like, Skyline chili, like it had like nutmeg and some cinnamon and some different spices that you wouldn't expect to find in a stew.
And then there was one that had like enchilada seasoning.
Yep.
And it was really good. I liked it.
The story coming up on this West Virginia morning. West Virginia Public Radio's popular series Inspiring West Virginians kicks off another season at the end of December. The series profiles native West Virginians who are outstanding in their fields of science and business. Beginning next Monday morning, we'll feature brief excerpts from the new upcoming documentary. This marks producer Gene Snediger's fifth year of traveling around the state and even around the country to interview and present the stories of these inspiring West Virginians. Jean spoke to us from her home in Elkins.
This season is a really interesting group of people. The first one is Bill Petros, who is a clinical pharmacologist at West Virginia University. But he is doing world-class, cutting-edge research into cancer drugs. The second person that I'm doing is Adrian Malott. In the early 1980s, he imagined what the large-scale structure of the universe would look like using supercomputers. And he is the first person in the world to do that. He's got a great, interesting story. He is from Moundsville. The third person I'm doing is Dr. Patrice Harris, who is in charge of all public health and mental health for Fulton County, Georgia, the city of Atlanta. She's an African-American psychiatrist from Bluefield, and she's done amazing things in Atlanta. Under her supervision, they built three new health centers, which are considered at the cutting edge of public health centers in the United States. And the final one is Jake Harriman, who you may know his name already because Glennis Board did a piece about him last year about Nuru International. He is trying to end extreme poverty in our lifetime. And he's just a young man, and he's doing a great job.
This is a very popular series on West Virginia Public Radio, and you've received some feedback from teachers and students and listeners. What kind of feedback have you had?
Well, one teacher wrote in to say that she had shown, the first season we did a couple of television programs, and she showed her class the program called The Ice Hunters, which was about Lonnie Thompson and his wife, Ellen Mosley Thompson, who are paleoclimatologists at Ohio State. And she was just saying how inspiring it was to see somebody from West Virginia doing these amazing things and finding out about the Earth's climate and the history of the Earth's climate in the world. And they, of course, they're great adventurers. They go to the polar regions and to the highest glaciers in the world to get their ice cores. And she just wrote to say how inspiring her youngsters found it. It's interesting because the original idea was to inspire youngsters, and that's really still our main goal. But I've been very pleased to hear people from West Virginia, how proud they are to hear about what others in our state have done.
I think we're special that way.
We are. I am completely biased. I am a West Virginian, and I cannot tell you what a privilege it is to meet these people face to face.
You've profiled 18 so far, 23 with this new series.
Yes.
I know they are all fascinating and inspiring people, but who was the most inspiring to you?
That is a very hard question because I would hate to tell you how many times during the interviews with these 22 people or 23 people that I've cried because I've been so inspired by what they've said. But I think probably one of the most inspiring is Dr. Holmes Morton, the doctor in the first series who started a clinic and has a clinic in the Lancaster County, Pennsylvania for the Old Order Amish and Mennonite people. One reason he's so inspiring to me is that, one, he was a high school dropout who, you know, didn't do very much with his life until he was in his mid-20s. And secondly is that he figured out how to prevent their children having strokes that left them disabled for the rest of their lives. And so the Amish and Mennonites are so grateful for the way he has changed their lives in a massive way.
Jean Snedeker, producer of Inspiring West Virginians. We're looking forward to another installment of this fine series. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.
Our series of excerpts from Inspiring West Virginians will be presented every Monday in December here on West Virginia Morning. West Virginia Public Radio will feature past seasons of the program leading up to the new series premiere at the end of the month. For the schedule of those broadcasts, go to our website, wvpublic.org. This is West Virginia Morning at 7:35. Variable cloudiness today, windy and mild with highs in the 60s. Variable cloudiness turning colder overnight with lows in the mid-30s to the mid-40s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs only remaining in the upper 30s and 40s.
Support for West Virginia Public Radio is provided by Cafe Cimino Country Inn, offering winter getaways and holiday retreats, on-site spa services, and fine dining by the fireplace. CafeCiminoCountryInn.com.
In honor of Thanksgiving week, we're exploring a traditional food that's made each fall in Webster County. Burgoo is a hunter's staple. There are no rules, and no two burgoos are ever the same. Roxy Todd went to the Burgoo Cook-Off this year, where she tasted burgoos made with rattlesnake, elk, rabbit, bear, and even snapping turtle.
On a cold and dreary day, a crowd of about 600 people are gathered in the little town of Webster Springs. Helping judge the best of the burgoos is Chef Tim Urbanek.
You gotta love burgoo. I really did like the rattlesnake and the snapper turtle. I think it's really underused ingredients in so much of our cooking. I always loved wild game. There's a lot of bear here, elk, of course, venison, you know, that's pretty much a staple in these hills. For the most part, it's a pretty hard thing to judge.
The crowd gets to choose a people's choice burgoo, too. Angie Cowger and Alyssa Clayton are about to vote for their favorite.
One tasted like Skyline chili, like it had like nutmeg and some cinnamon and some different spices that you wouldn't expect to find in a stew. So,
and then there was one that had like enchilada seasoning.
Yep,
and it was really good. I liked it. Mine had it was just like very, very meaty. It was very meaty, and she said I think it had caribou in it and elk or something. It was really good though.
Head over to talk with Johnny McCourt about his burgoo, which has a lot of people talking this year.
It's just a basic turtle stew, you know, some vegetables. We got some squirrel meat in there and some wild turkey breast.
And snapping turtle, right?
Snapping turtle, yes, snapping turtle. We didn't follow a recipe to make it, and this is the first time we've ever did it. It probably cooked altogether about 7 hours. It takes a long time to cook the turtle tender. We cook it till it's falling off the bone, then take it off there and kind of shred it.
It can take years to master the art of the perfect burgoo, says Carolyn Blakemore of Fairmont. She's been competing at this cook-off for years, and most people here call her Mrs. Burgoo.
Every time you make it, it's a little different. Now, I like mine thick, and I have three different meats. I have beef and veal and pork and with spicy seasonings, and I call it Southwest Burgoo from West Virginia.
Do you have any secrets?
I just make it to my taste and hope that the judges enjoy it. And I like to do cooking and baking contests. I travel when I can and enter different contests, and sometimes I win.
88-year-old Carolyn has been teaching her granddaughter, Gabrielle Anderson, to carry on the tradition. Gabrielle is competing in this year's Burgoo Cook-Off. They travel together to cooking competitions throughout West Virginia.
I think one of the best part about, you know, the Webster Springs competition is the fact that it really draws everybody from not only the state, but the surrounding states, PA, Kentucky, Ohio. The last 3 years, I've known pie bakers that have come from PA and Ohio just for the actual apple pie part of the competition.
20 apple pies. The steam is rolling off them in the chilly air. Carolyn Blakemore's pie has these little yellow caramelized flecks of golden delicious apples from Marion County sprinkled on top. It's a beautiful sight.
My name is Betsy Morris, and I'm a judge today for the pie contest. They're very good. They're scrumptious, and the ones that are warm, oh, my, 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 on this cold day, they taste wonderful. People brought them just fresh out of the oven. They are delicious. I just need ice cream.
So your job is to taste 20 different apple pies, basically?
Basically, that's what I get to do today. How wonderful for me.
Stew number two was Carolyn Blakemore from Fairmont.
By mid-afternoon, Carolyn Blakemore, a.k.a. Mrs. Burgoo, ends up winning third prize for her apple pie and third prize for her Burgoo. The Burgoo grand prize this year goes to Tammy Moffitt, who spent 3 days making her Burgoo that has elk and buffalo. Reporting from Webster Springs, the Burgoo capital of West Virginia, I'm Roxy Todd.
And we posted a few of the recipes from the Burgoo Cook-Off on our website. Check them out at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Chuck Anzalevich. I'm Beth Voorhees.